जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी अयला। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय श्री गौरांगो श्री गौरांगो जय श्री गौरांगो जय श्री गौरांगो श्री गौरांगो श्री गौरांगो जय श्री गौरांगो। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन वर्धन जाया गिरी गोवर्धन जाया यशोदा दामोदर 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव
जय श्री प्रभुपाद की ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् श्रीन्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः हृदयन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
हरे कृष्ण टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 वर्स 24 एंड 25 सो दीज वर्सेस आर इन टेक्स्ट दे आर नॉट इन द रेगुलर मीटर फॉर्मेट सो वी विल speak we won't be able to recite it in a particular meter so just say it. So the first one I'll just say myself I think because there are two verses the second one can be repeated ramyake cha bhagavatah priyatamam matsyam avatar rupam tadavarsha purushasya mano prak pradarshitam sa idantam अपि महता भक्ति योगे नाराध्यतां चोदाहरति रम्यके च आल्सो इन रम्यक वर्ष भगवतः ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड प्रियतमं द फॉरमोस्ट मत्स्यम फिश अवतार रूपम द फॉर्म ऑफ द इनकार्नेशन तत्वर्ष पुरुषस्य ऑफ द रूलर ऑफ दैट लैंड मनोह मनु Prak previously at the end of Chakshusha Manvantar, Pradarshitam exhibited saha that Manu Idantim api even until now Mahata Bhakti Yogena by dint of advanced devotional service आराधयति वर्शिप्स द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इदम दिस च एंड उदाहरति चैंट्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड इन रम्यक वर्ष वेर वैवस्वत मनु रूल्स द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड अपियर्ड लॉर्ड मत्स्या एट द एंड ऑफ द लास्ट एरा द चक्षुषा मनवंतर वैवस्वत मनु नाउ वर्शिप्स लॉर्ड मत्स्या इन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड चैंट्स द फॉलोइंग मंत्र तो दिस वी कुड यू कुड रिसाइट आफ्टर मी ओम नमो भगवते मुख्यतमाय नमः सत्वाय प्राणायोजसे सहसे बलाय महामत्स्याय नमः इति ओम नमो भगवते मुख्यतमाय नमः सत्वाय प्राणायोजसे सहसे बलाय महामत्स्याय नमः इति ओम नमो भगवते मुख्यतमाय नमः सत्वाय प्राणायोजसे सहसे बलाय महामत्स्याय नमः इति उत्तमाय ओके ओम ओ माय लॉर्ड नमः respectful obeisances bhagavate unto the supreme personality of godhead mukhyatamaya the first incarnation to appear namaha my respectful obeisances satvaya unto the pure transcendence pranaya the origin of life ojase the source of the potency of the senses sahase the origin of all mental power balaya the origin of bodily strength mahamatsyaya unto the gigantic fish incarnation namaha respectful obeisances iti thus Translation, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pure transcendence. He is the origin of all life, bodily strength, mental power and sensory ability, known as Matsyavatara, the gigantic fish incarnation. He appears first among all the incarnations. Again, I offer my obeisances unto him. Purport, Shri Jiva Goswami sings, प्रलयोपयोधि जले धृतवान् असि वेदं विहितावहित्र चरित्रं मखेदं केशवधृता मीनशरीरा Jai Jagadish Hare. Soon after the cosmic creation, the entire universe was inundated with water. At that time, Lord Krishna Keshava incarnated as a gigantic fish to protect the Vedas. Therefore, Manu addresses Lord Matsya as Mukhyatma, the first incarnation to appear. Fish are generally considered a mixture of the modes of ignorance and passion. But we must understand that every incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely transcendental. There is never any deterioration of the Supreme Lord's original transcendental quality. Therefore, the word Sattvaya is used here, meaning pure goodness on the transcendental platform. There are many incarnations of the Supreme Lord. Varaha Murti, the boar form, Kurma Murti, the tortoise form, Hayagriva Murti, the form of a horse, and so on. Yet we should never think any of them material. They are always situated on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure transcendence.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साधुवैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचान गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात थैंक यू वेरी मच वेरी ग्रेटफुल फॉर द काइंड अपॉर्चुनिटी टू मदन गोपाल प्रभु जी गौरनाम प्रभु एंड ऑल द अदर सुपर सुपर एग्जॉल्टेड डिवोटीज हियर कंसिडर माई सेल्फ एक्सट्रीमली unqualified to be sitting here, but as a matter of the instruction of the Vaishnavas, we'll try to do some justice over the next 40 minutes of your precious time that you have given here to be present. I will take the liberty, as I have already taken the permission from the authorities here, that during the session, I will speak very brief, although in this topic it relates very well, but the primary discussion will be around the overview of the Shastra Seva mission at the Bhaktivedanta Research Center, which is also based here in Govardhanika village, in the Gokul building. And so many of our devotees like Gauranam Prabhu and all have been leading this work here, and many students also like Vikas Prabhu and all. So we see this picture. You would have to give me if I tell you the number of slides that I have, you will run away from here. So you will have to fasten your seat belts, as I say, because I will be going through really quick and try to do justice to what could be done over a couple of hours or more, but we have to complete it over the next, within the next 35 minutes or so, like that. So, as I said, fasten your seat belts so that we can go through, which could be actually over more than a couple hundred slides. So, did I tell you that already? Okay. But we'll try to do it fast and hopefully do justice to you. Okay, so here we see the Matsya incarnation. So, regarding the topic that we are going to cover about today, I thought a good way to say that would be, what is the one thing, now this is going to be a theme, okay, what is the one thing which, what's the one thing? Okay, so let's see, what's the one thing for which the Lord first incarnated? What is the one thing for which the Lord first incarnated? The answer was already given. It's going to be a little bit of a quiz. You know, we are part of Educational Institute, so we ask questions. Although my time is really short, so I have to be very quick. What is the first thing? Why did he incarnate? Yeah, so he to protect the Vedas, yeah? That's why he incarnated. What's the one thing, I don't ask the, but what's the one thing that was brought back by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with him from his South India tour? He brought back one thing. One thing means one type of thing. Yeah, he brought books. Yeah, okay. What's the one thing which Lord Nityananda asked Jiva Goswami to prioritize over even the only remaining chance he had of meeting Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to leave the world, that means in 1534, he was going to leave the world. In 1533 or so, Jiva Goswami had a chance to either go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time or the second time. First time he met, he was probably a very, very small child. But then he was told by Lord Nityananda, don't go and meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prioritize and do something else. Did something else. So if you don't know, we'll come to that. Okay. But all of this relates to one thing. That's why I'm pointing out here. What's the one thing without finding which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was willing to give up his life because he couldn't find out one thing? Did you know that? Huh? Yeah. There was one thing and he was ready to give up his life. Yeah? Okay. This is all related to one thing, one theme. Okay? So we have started from Matsya Avatar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Lord Nityananda, Jiva Goswami, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Following the parampara, yeah? Okay. Next, few more one things. What's the one thing which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked for in his letter to Munich University, Germany in 1896? You don't know the answer to that. I will show you that. Okay. He asked for one thing. Okay. What's the one thing that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was searching for over 8 years? Okay. What's the one thing that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so eager to complete that he was willing to take rebirth for? It's a written statement. If you know that answer, you should be part of the BRC. Hardly anybody knows that answer. Okay. So, what's the one thing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur instructed as the first item on his last will? First item on his last will, even before he talked about the GBC. A day before he left the world. One day before he left the world. That's the one thing he mentioned. Okay? Okay. What's the one thing that Srila Prabhupada painstakingly referred to practically throughout the nights? And he was referring to certain things, yeah? He is referring to certain things. What's the one thing for which Tamil Krishna Goswami set aside so many of his primary responsibilities over multiple years to focus on towards the end of his service to Srila Prabhupada in his lifetime? He focused on one specific thing. Okay. And finally, what's the one thing? What's the basis of all we do? All this, what this temple is for. The basis of the most ancient, most comprehensive and most profound civilization and culture in the world. It's one thing. It's one thing. Now, it may sound like a poetry here, but actually, it's true. We mean it from the core of our hearts that all of this is one thing. Is one thing actually, and what is that? So I will first. So some of them I can briefly cover. So this is the statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his biography, which BRC is going to publish soon, which is Saraswati Jayashree. Do you know his biography has never been published? Is that a sad thing? It's almost 100 years he left the world. His biography has not been published. You know how many gems we may be missing in our lives? So if I fail to complete the Encyclopedia of Vaishnavism, I will come again to the material world to complete it, just for that. He told it to the Maharaja who was sponsoring that work. In his letterhead, in Gaudiya Math he had a letterhead. So we have this original letterhead in BRC Kolkata. Before I forget to tell you, everybody is invited to visit the Bhaktivedanta Research Center in Kolkata and also the Bhaktivedanta Research Center here in Govardhan Eco Village. There's a library here too, but in Kolkata you have many more rare gems, including the actual library of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So there we have this original letter. So you're invited to visit. The library is currently under renovation. So if you are going during the yatra time, unfortunately, at that time the library will be under renovation. You can still visit. But Maharaj actually visited just a month back, as many of you would have seen. This letterhead, you can see at the top left, while there was one main Ultradanga Junction Road, there was another building which we have found out, 10A Ultradangi Junction Road, which was 10 buildings beside it. And that had two things, the Gaudiya Math Library and the Vaishnava Manjusha office, which is the encyclopedia office. So he said that if I can't complete the encyclopedia of Vaishnavism, I will come back to the material world. And he also had a separate building for the Manjush, for the encyclopedia and the library. So he had the library and research center, which is what the BRC is. He had it at that time, over 100 years ago. And this is his last will. This is his last will, where in his last will, the first item on his last will, what does he say? Sundarananda to edit Manjusha. Because this 16 years later, he said that in 1920, and in 16 years later, December 31st, 1936, the encyclopedia project could not have been completed because the funding was withdrawn. So the first item he mentioned on his last will, although he knew there were so many management issues, right, in Gaudiya Math at that time, he knew it very well. So he talks about formation of GBC, but as the second item, the first item he talks about is you complete the Manjusha, Encyclopedia of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Yeah? So you can see how important it was for him that he mentioned that the first item in his last will, to complete an encyclopedia of Vaishnavism. This is what the Acharyas want to be completed, to be done. So VRC has taken up that as the first project. The first project the BRC took up in 2018 was to create a formal in English translation of an encyclopedia of Vaishnavism, which was done by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and later by another devotee, Haridas Dasji. He completed a very concise. So we have completed as an encyclopedia of 1600 Gaudiya Vaishnava saints. How many Gaudiya Vaishnava saints we know of? How many of you know of? Let's add up. 1600 Gaudiya Vaishnava saints. 1200 pages book is going to come out by Dr. Abhishek Bose, who is a devotee of Radharaman Parivar Vrindavan and a head of the Department of Comparative Indian Language and Literature at University of Calcutta. And later we may come up with more as these encyclopedias, which will have more than 1000 holy places, more than 750 Gaudiya Vaishnava books, and more than 19,000 terms that have been used by our acharyas of Sanskrit and vernacular words in their padyavalis and granthas. This is the letter by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1896. He sent to the Munich University, Germany. He didn't just send the book. We all know he sent the book, right? But we don't know that in his book, while he sent the book, he also said, please also tell me, how do I get degrees from your university? 1896, the foundation was already laid by him, where he's saying, tell me, how do I get degrees from... So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking to get degrees from the university. And you know, when he signs his name, he says, K. Datta, M.A. He writes his academic degree there. He writes his academic degree. You see? So you can see, if he was looking for a degree, that means some of us can also look for a degree. Yeah? So we're in the same parampara, yeah? So that's the... You know, and then here is Thakur Bhaktivinoda Research Institute, formed in 1931 by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The building still exists in Sridhar Mayapur. It's a white and blue building just before you, and you know, on the left side of the Chandrodaya Mandir. And you can see he was the president. Many of his disciples had their academic degrees, BA, MA, etc. That you see, like the likes of OBL Kapoor, etc. They have their degrees have been mentioned. So this was a formal research center, academic institute. The inauguration of this was attended by the vice chancellor of Calcutta University. And he sent his disciples. So we all know he sent preachers, right? Reverend London. How many people know that he sent his disciple to the University of London to do a PhD on history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism? While the likes of Ambedkar or even Mahatma Gandhi, etc., were also went abroad,
They went to study bachelor, you know, sorry, what is it called? Barrister, etc. Like
they went. So he took the clue and he sent his disciple to do a PhD on history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You can go and search. So as University of London, search for Sambidananda Das. You will see his PhD online. 1935 in the physical presence of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur. So BRC is properly editing and publishing this PhD on the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Is that a good thing? So again, almost 100 years before this probably getting edited and properly editing, getting edited and published. And then we talk about Srila Prabhupada. So here is Srila Prabhupada. He is talking about how we need to not just preserve this ancient literature, but also bring it to the Western, to the academia.
A degree,
yes,
recognized by the state of California,
yes,
so they can teach in universities all over the whole country.
That I want. Do it.
Yes.
We want to give degrees, at least BA, MA and PhD, according to the advancement of knowledge.
And we can become a member of this Graduate Theological Union. I've been working with Dr. Judah for about 1 year, and we've talked about this before, and he said that he'll sponsor us.
So I shall take it.
Yes.
So he's taking it.
Srila Prabhupada, in Mayapur, you were speaking about you wanted Mayapur to become a college with the University of Calcutta.
No, Mayapur, everywhere. The whole educational system should be changed.
We should take
not
it over.
Change, at least this will remain as a departmental knowledge.
Yes.
So this is our Mahavakya, that it should become at least departmental knowledge in educational institutes worldwide. And this is Prabhupada's letter to Giriraj Maharaj, 1969, as early in the movement. He's saying, take a graduate studies in divinity by comparative religious studies. Take that. Make a thorough study of all theological schools. So that's what we are talking about here. Saving all of this literature, bringing it into mainstream of the education. We can continue whatever we are doing here, obviously, in the temple. But also bring it to the mainstream. Why? Because you can see there are so many kids here. But there is a danger here. See, why Matsya Avatar appeared? Why did it appear? The Lord appeared the very first time for what reason? To protect the Vedas, right? So you may think, well, Vedas already protected, yeah. There's no need to incarnate anymore. Well, the news is not so good. Because they are in danger, they are big time in danger. So that's what we are going to talk about here. Who is dying here? The crying and dying mother is the Vedas only. Is the Shastra. With all of us as kids around here. So here you can see, this is Nalanda University. 1206 AD, 1000 years ago, Nalanda University library had 9 million manuscripts, 90 lakh manuscripts. It was completely burnt by the invader, Bhaktiyar Khilji. Completely burnt to ashes, burnt on for a few months that it was that the whole library was burning. And it had 10,000 teachers, 10,000 students, 2,000 teachers. It was after this, 3 years after this actually, 1209 AD, that the University of Cambridge was established. Where is Cambridge now? Where is Nalanda now? So we try to look for the ancient universities, the top universities in the world. Where are these? But they were there. So the Vedas are getting lost. So, you know, what the Matsya Avatar actually came for, that problem still exists. And then obviously the Britishers, 200 years ago, completely removed, whereas India was, you know, had one of the richest countries in the world, had one-third of the GDP, but Britishers completely removed from the education system Indian knowledge systems. It was a very deliberate attempt which was done. He's clear, I would strike at the root of the bad system of education, at once stop the printing of Arabic and Sanskrit books, etc. Many things are mentioned here. So, a good proof enough. Did any of us study anything about Indian knowledge system in our education? Nothing. As they say in America, zilch. Nothing. You see, nothing. Absolutely. You go to US and all, you see, they know much more about our education system and, you know, about religion and our culture than we do. What a pathetic thing is it? We don't think about it. We don't really think about it so deeply, do we? We don't think about it so deeply. But if you remove it from education, these guys were smart. They knew if they remove it from the education system, it's gone. It will go. The whole civilization will go. Many civilizations across the world have been vanished. We know this. With the South America, there's so many other places. Their whole civilizations have been vanished forever.
somehow or other, this oldest, most comprehensive, deepest civilization in the world has continued till now. Well, let's not take it for granted. It could disappear. And it has been deliberately, there have been attempts to make it. Yeah, just a few month back, there was a conference, right? What was the title? Eradication of Sanatana Dharma, isn't it? In Tamil Nadu. There was a conference. Eradication of Sanatana Dharma. So, things are happening either grossly in that way or subtly it has been happening anyways. And now about 10 million manuscripts in India, 96.7% have never even been digitized. This is according to Government of India, National Manuscript Mission. Where are these manuscripts? Remote villages, homes, temples, libraries, etc. These are pictures taken by our team, which has gone to places like India or within India or even Bangladesh, etc. This is the condition. If you meditate on that, even this picture for a little bit, you'll get an idea of what is the gravity of the situation. And you would think Gaudiya Vaishnava literature is safe. It's not. About out of 700 Gaudiya Vaishnava books, about half of them can't be found. About half of them. Only one third of them even been translated. That too a lot by His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj. But out of Bhakti Vinod Thakur's books, one third of them can't be found. Many of them can't be found. So, if we think about this, if Prabhupada's books disappeared, even few Prabhupada's books disappeared, what a loss to the world, isn't it? What about disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books? Isn't that a serious thing? So this attempt has to be made by us. And obviously nobody has to be proven that this knowledge system is extremely profound, extremely comprehensive, right? And this is just we all have seen this thing before. But this can be shown, and even just some parts of it, yoga and Ayurveda, have such a profound impact in the world that now nobody, the grossest atheist or whoever, can they argue against this knowledge system now? They can't argue against this knowledge system that this is all mumbo jumbo, which was used to exist maybe a long time before. They can't argue that anymore. So we are at a great time in that sense. We have a great opportunity. We have support in many ways. We have support even from the government, actually. So there are ways in which this thing can be, made much more profound. So that's the Bhaktivedanta Research Center. We are trying to revive this Vedic wisdom globally. We are trying to follow the Matsya Avatar. We are trying to do that to the best extent we can. And this I won't go through details, but what I talked about one time, what's the one thing? So you can see Mahaprabhu was the first manuscript collector. Then there was Jiva Goswami, who else had the most comprehensive library. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Sanswati Thakur, also their example. Mahaprabhu was a great researcher, wasn't he? 61 explanations of just one verse. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, big researchers. Jiva Goswami, more than 500,000 verses. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur for Kama Gayatri, ready to give up his life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we talked about his Chaitanya Charitamrita search and so many. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj doing his PhD at University of Cambridge. So many of these examples we talked about. So that's the Bhaktivedanta Research Center. We are trying to be the Shastra Mandir, trying to serve the scriptures. How do you serve the scriptures? By six ways. Collecting, preserving, exhibiting, researching, publishing and teaching. So Shastra ka Sangrahan, Sanrakshan, Pradarshan, Anusandhan, Pradarshan or Sikshan. These six things, if you do, you worship the deity of the Shastra, just like you worship the deities here by offering prasad, offering bhoga, right? And dressing, etc., like that. So we have been doing all these manuscript search visits. It's over 15 years when Harishwari Prabhu founded it. Thousands of manuscripts being collected, physical digital libraries, so many exhibitions being done. We did it here in GV also. There are actually now more than 40 plus research projects, research conferences. Publications, there are many publications. I will have a few of them here right now. You can also see it later. And then we are also doing, as you know very well, Mumbai University, Pune University, etc. We are doing masters, PhDs, courses, etc. So that's the Shastra Mandir, our co-founders, Harishwari Prabhu, Pranava Prabhu. And here you can see this is the inauguration where Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj, Jananivas Prabhu, Harishwari Prabhu, they are worshipping the deities. These are the deities, they are being worshipped. This is a project which is appreciated globally by the GBC officially as a library research center and academic institute serving ISKCON globally. So this is our duty to be able to share all of this with all of you here, because it's not a project restricted to any particular place. It's a project which is supposed to be there everywhere. We are in Mumbai, Pune, affiliated to Mumbai, Pune University. We are in Kolkata, Vrindavan, Puri. We are in UK also. We will do some activities. We are in New York also. We have a place now. You're not expected to read this. This is the Mumbai University, how we got affiliated, thanks to Gornam Prabhu, Raj Govind Prabhu, others. They worked very hard for Masters and PhD. Pune University, we are affiliated. We are affiliated to Mumbai, Oxford Center for Hindu Studies. Not affiliated, we are partnership with them. Bar Ilan University, Israel, in USA, other places. We are connected with various universities in India, with various publishers across. These are just some pictures of some of the, you know, partnerships, etc., that we have had. So, just a few statements of our current Acharya. So, here you can see Devavrat Maharaj saying, it will be difficult to read here. This is so extraordinarily important and beyond anything I can dream of what you have done so far. BRC is a massive undertaking, just like the TOVP. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, the Bhaktivedanta Research Center is one of the most holy of all places in the world. The Shastra Seva at BRC is vital for protecting our literary heritage from a broader context and a historical perspective. Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas are blessing us. And Jayapataka Swami Maharaj is my favorite. If he had said it in front of me, he said, "I don't know how long I will be here, but I am for you." So that has been a great solace for us. Vaisheshika Prabhu saying, "This is to me one of the most ecstatic projects in the world." Ravindra Swarup Prabhu saying, "I am much impressed, inspired and grateful for the amazing progress of the BRC. This is the manifestation of a desire of Srila Prabhupada." So there are so many other quotes. I'm just trying to say that the current acharyas, the current leaders of the movement are so much behind. We have received so many blessings. So that we know that we are... So by that we know that we are trying to do something which would be worthwhile. So this is the manuscript mission where thousands of manuscripts have been collected. This is Prabhupada, as I said, when he visited Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace. And he said, we should preserve these manuscripts for future generations of Vaishnavas like everybody here. They should see these manuscripts. They should see these actual handwritings. So, you know, this is like, these are some of, I have very few right now, but I have showcased it here earlier. But these are things like, this is a prayer. Anybody has a guess what is this? You say this every day, a few times. A few times every day. Mahaprasad, Sharira Vidya Jal, this, that. Very dear to you, yeah. Very dear to me, definitely. This is the original handwriting of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have a copy of that in the BRC. The original is in Vrindavan. There are various other things. This is Yashomati Nandan, the bhajan, like that. So there are so many more. We have the Gaur Aarti and all also, like that. So this is the instruction of Prabhupada, which has hardly been fulfilled. But he wanted this matter to be taken very seriously and thoroughly take all precautions to guard them. We are showing some of these manuscripts to Maharaj here at Govardhan Eco Village. So the manuscripts are in very bad condition. You can see we visited so many holy places in order to procure manuscripts from across India, Jaipur, Vrindavan, Bangladesh, Bengal, etc. So many different versions of so many manuscripts have been collected. We provide these manuscripts to the likes of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. So they're not just for exhibition. And so Jaivadharma, we provided the manuscripts of Jaivadharma so that they can now, BBT is coming up with Jaivadharma. And then these are different types of manuscripts, palm leaf, tree bark, handmade paper. So these are the preservations of the manuscripts. This is the manuscript which has said to have the handwriting of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in Gaurang Tol Mandir Navadvip. Here you can see that 500 plus year old manuscript. This is our team which is digitizing it. They've engraved it on zinc plates. And this is how they're doing this work of preserving, doing the preserve. This is a school in Bangladesh, 9,000 manuscripts. Just in one place, 9,000 manuscripts. You can see what a pathetic condition. So they could be deliberately, or even Maharaj said that, you know, either they could be deliberately destroyed or, you know, unintentionally getting destroyed. So we just visited that this year and we have to visit again now, like that. So we have to save these. This is in Odisha. So many other places like this is Harishwari Prabhu, as you can see, preserving all of these manuscripts here, like that. So we've gone to so many of these remote places in order to preserve these things physically, digitally. We provide them to the likes of Bhrigu Padrav, Dr. Mansbru, who has come up with a critical edition of Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari Bhakti Vilas, we provided him this manuscript from Asiatic Society, Bengal. Then preserving physically, digitally, the libraries. This is the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's personal library. His personal library, more than 100-year-old library, which was there in, you know, he had his Gaudiya Math library in a separate building, as I said. This is now at BRC Kolkata. It is waiting for your darshan. Please give your darshan to the library. So here you can see so many different journals which are there. And this is one journal, the Daily Nadia Prakash, a daily newspaper which was published by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We have 5,000 issues of the Daily newspaper published from 1927 to 1947, 8 pages per issue, 40,000 plus pages. This was the condition for many of the pages. We digitized them, we laminated them physically, each and every page. Spent more than 20 lakhs of rupees on just this. And it was like this, and now it has been preserved like this. Is that a good thing? To preserve this thing. So this is Hariswari Prabhu's work. They did more than a decade ago. How much hard work, right? How much money to be spent on this? Otherwise, this knowledge was lost. It was lost. It would have gone. It is not there even in National Library of India. It's not there anywhere. It would have gone forever. So this is Hariswari Prabhu. They did all of this work, as you can see, with preserving all of these things, trimming, laminating, binding, encapsulating. These are Bhaktivinoda Thakur's works from his birthplace, exactly what Prabhupada wanted. I have a video of Yadubar Prabhu, where he himself told me that, how he was personally instructed by Prabhupada to do this seva. This is Navadeep Dham Mahatmaya, Swalikita Jeevani. This is Gaur Aarti, original. Jagannath Das Babaji photo. This is a library which is waiting for your darshan in Kolkata. And this is Dr. David Heberman's library, who is currently here in GV. By the way, he donated his 2,000 plus books, which is here in GV. So you can visit that. So many digital libraries we are creating of different sampradayas. We are trying to create a physical library of all of Gaudiya Vaishnava books. Is that a good thing? Digital library of all of Gaudiya Vaishnava books, Nimbarka Sampradaya books, Vallabha Sampradaya books, groups. Create a library of all of these. This is what Maharaj actually liked also a lot, where we are connecting, developing relationships with them. So when we met Radhanath Swami Maharaj here in GV, he was specifically pointing this out. Then so many other digital libraries, which is there. So many different partners. These are letters from Scottish Church College of Srila Prabhupada's alma mater, where we are digitizing his library. We have created a library of Prabhupada's books in Scottish Church College for the first time. This is the library of Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math. Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, we have developed a connection with them. We are doing projects with them and digitizing their library, which is more than 100-year-old library. St. Xavier's College Library in Kolkata, a very ancient philosophical library. We are doing this is with Jadavpur University and Oxford Center for Hindu Studies. We are doing a project with them in order to create a searchable Bengali archive of Gaudiya Vaishnava journals of more than 100 years ago, primarily of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The same technology for which about 8 crore rupees were spent by the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, to create an archive of Rabindranath Tagore's books, searchable Bengali. So we have taken the same thing, and now we will do Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's works on that. So that kind of stature which Rabindranath Tagore had, we will try to give to our acharyas too. Navvidyaya of Navadeep, we get a digital library of that. Navadeep's, Navvidyaya was a system of logic which was there in Navadeep during life from Mahaprabhu's time. And it's been covered in the media. This is a digital library. All the books you can see, each book you can get a idea of each book, an abstract of it, and then read it using the flip book. Then various exhibitions we have done here in Govardhan Eco Village, starting 5th August last year. We had done in Juhu Temple. We also did in London right now. And so many Vrindavan we have done, various places we have done like that. And in the next year, 150th anniversary of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is coming. Next year, 150th. We are planning, we take your blessings, that we are going to do an exhibitions on the life and teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All over the world. We'll try to do that all over the world. And then covering briefly in the next few minutes about the research work. So here you can see we have done 40 plus research projects which are happening actually. And the likes of, and as Dr. David Heberman walks into the room, and I have his picture here because he's one of the He's one of the people
who is here in our academic advisory board, whether Dr. Ferdinando Sardella from Stockholm University, Dr. Graham Sheikh Garuda Prabhu from USA, Dr. David Heberman, as I said, Radhika Raman Prabhu, Dr. Ravi Gupta from USA again, Lalit Madhav Prabhu, Dr. Lucien Wong from Oxford Center for Hindu Studies, and then we have Gopal Hari Prabhu, we have Bhrigupal Prabhu from Finland, so all over the world. The point is that you will see here that all the work that is happening is in the guidance of the top scholars across the world. And so there are various research assistants also and universities across the world. We have printed the Swalikita Jeevani, the autobiography of Bhaktivinod Thakur. This was printed after a century, after one century. Exactly. And now the English one will be coming up also early next year. And this was came to Doordarshan. In Doordarshan, this was came, which was watched by millions of people, Doordarshan Bangla. It was the largest media coverage of Bhaktivinod Thakur in history. Largest media coverage of Bhaktivinod Thakur in history ever that happened. Because this was, and this in newspapers, etc., Bhaktivinod Thakur was covered. You can see here Gauranga Prabhu showcasing this book in Ultradanga Junction Road. Then various other Maharajs also doing the same. Then this is a book, Maharaj Manjusha of the Vallabha Sampradaya, which is there. And this was done under the guidance of Dr. David Heberman only, Premdas Ji, by Prakriti Goswami. She's from the family lineage of Vallabhacharya. So she worked on this book. We helped her get an admission under Dr. David Heberman at Indiana University to do a PhD. So this is a book of Vallabha Sampradaya. That's how we develop the connections with the different Sampradayas. Like that. So here we can see this book, Kanchipuram. This book has just come out. We are coming up with temple town, spiritual temple town guidebooks, illustrated guidebooks, which are there. You can see really high quality illustrated guidebooks, and we're from the Vedic Puranas, etc., of this particular, of any particular town. So this is Kanchipuram. Now we are coming up with Tirupati. We can come up with Maharashtra and so many other places. So entire Vedic knowledge, the Sthala Puranam, as it is called, temple towns can be covered and done in a scholarly way like this. So this is what will help revive. We'll gift it to government, to various authorities and other top individuals and institutions also, so that these temple towns can be revived, right? Because once you have these things, now you can share it. Like that's what Gauranga Prabhu was saying. He can share it with like the chief ministers and other people so that, hey, this is where the temple towns are. This is what their glory is. And they need to be revived. So that's what we are also working on. We are coming up with a book on Madan Mohan, which will release during the Karthik Yatra. Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, anybody knows here? Madan Mohan? You don't know? Okay. So Madan Mohan Ji is right here, that direction, which direction? Okay, right there. So Madan Mohan Ji, we are coming up with a 500-year-old history of Madan Mohan Ji, socio-political, economical, architectural, artistic, everything, including the pictures of the salt mine from which the salt Madan Mohan Ji was begging from. Those kind of things. So that will be a book which will be coming out during the Yatra. So this is the Sushant Bharti Ji from Radharaman Parivar Vrindavan. He has done this. Krishna Abhishek is a book on Rupa Goswami, by Rupa Goswami on Lord Krishna's Abhishek during Janmashtami. I'm really running out of time. So Ultradanga Junction Road is a book on Saraswati Jayashree biography. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhagavat, its philosophy and ethics. This is the hidden biography of Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Vijay, never published in English. A hidden biography of Lord Chaitanya, never been published. Raghu Vansham is a book on Lord Ram, his dynasty by Kalidas Ji, 24 generations before and after, which we will try to publish, and also 2000 plus page book, and also show it to the share it with the Ayodhya temple later on. We have instituted awards in the name of Srila Prabhupada in Scottish Church College. First time we have been able to develop relationship with Scottish Church College annual awards. We are planning to also institute in Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's name in his college, and we have already instituted an award in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's name at his college presidency University. 40 plus projects. If I do this, you will skip all kinds of lunch, everything. So I'm not going to move forward on that. So there are such 40 plus projects. We are ISO certified. We got connected with the governor of Maharashtra, who had also given us money. We are on Wikipedia. We have done various academic conferences, including one in Stockholm University recently on Srila Prabhupada. And so many different conferences, including in GEV. We have the scholars like that. Radha Blinderman, she is a scholar named Jiva Goswami, Harinama Mete Vyakran from Harvard University. She is doing her PhD. We are officially helping her. This is Simon Haas Sundar Gopal Prabhu from University of Oxford. We are helping him. We are doing all of this work on ancient wisdom so that its application in entrepreneurship, efficiency, ethics, environment, emotions, everything can be done. And architecture, astrology, yoga, Ayurveda, everything based on ancient wisdom. And not just research, PhD, masters, but also shorter courses, etc. The entire funnel can be done. These are our guides. Many PhD students, including Gaurang Prabhu, who is doing his masters. We have masters Vikas Prabhu here. And then PhD being done by Gauranga Darshan Prabhu on philosophical counseling. So many such students and all are coming, and more should come. So all this is happening. And that's the six pillars, and that's pretty much it. And now you can relax. Hare Krishna. I'm 1 minute late. Okay. So any questions, comments, corrections, etc.? It's not been published properly, yeah. Yes, that's true. You could say that. But this is a biography which is called Saraswati Jayashree, which was written in his presence in Bengali. That has not been published. And in fact, this was referred to also amongst the many other books by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj, who we were helping with. This was written in his presence. So it was not an autobiography. It was written by his disciples but ratified by him in his presence. That has not been published. It's called Saraswati Jayashree. So you want it to be published? Thank you. Your blessings. I spoke quite a bit, so you can also speak a little bit. Or any reflections? There's so many of my gurus here. Well, thank you. The blessings of the Vaishnavas are the foundations. Huh? Yes. So somebody planned it. That means the Matsya Avatar. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was told yesterday morning. But Asa Madan Gopal Prabhu, so I said, okay, which verse we'll see? And he said, Matsya Avatar. Matsya Avatar appears as the first incarnation to save the Vedas. What do you say? Now, what do you say? The same thing happened in London also. There was a verse about the protection of temples. Which was, yes, question.
See, Prabhu, manuscripts, of course, it's an amazing thing what you're doing, preserving it. But isn't it very difficult when you make an attempt to study it?
Mm.
It's very complex, isn't it?
Yes.
It is what Prabhupada translated, and those who know English, we read Prabhupada's books and our life was transformed, isn't it?
Yes.
So is it that Prabhupada's books are the one which is going to be the...
Yes.
We need to preserve, but the transformation will be very effective when people read Prabhupada's books because it is very simple.
Yes.
Easy to understand and
yes.
You can relate it.
Yes.
I don't know, in the future... It is said for next 10,000 years, isn't it, Prabhupada's, this will be going on.
Yes.
So.
Of Prabhupada's books. Yeah. Yeah, BBT has argued. So your question is?
What I'm saying is the subject, even if I read any of those what you have.
Yeah, you're saying Prabhupada's books. If I read Prabhupada's books, I'll go
books
back to God.
Very simple, easy to understand.
Yes.
This is
very difficult to
scholar,
understand.
You know,
yes.
Someone who's doing research on
each
word, what it means and all.
Yeah, so it's a most common question.
Yeah.
In fact, this question we were even discussing with many senior people also, including with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Maharaj specifically also addressed this this point very strongly. First of all, obviously you read Prabhupada's books, you go back to Godhead. You don't need anything else. Is that true? Absolutely. Absolutely, that is true. You do, if you read Prabhupada's books, you go back to Godhead. Absolutely, right? However, Prabhupada's books would also be, they will be challenged, whether you want it or not. They will be challenged, correct? They would be challenged by people. So, there is a need for those, you can say the Kshatriya scholars also, the scholars who would stand up for Prabhupada's books, but they can stand up for Prabhupada's books if they also study what Prabhupada's books are based upon and other things like that. That just needs to be a few people. That doesn't need to be the mass. That's why for mass you don't need. What Prabhupada has already produced the simplest and the best for everybody to take up and go back to Godhead. But some people would be required. Even during Mahaprabhu's time, some, especially the Brahmanas, they didn't want to accept him. So Mahaprabhu had to take the sannyas danda, which now Garuda Prabhu says that's the, now the danda is the PhD. Now the danda is all of that. They recognize that now, right? So some people would have to do that, which has to be, you know, a study of the other, you know, of the larger base of the books. Why did Nityananda Prabhu, he told him, don't go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did he ask him to do? Not to go to Vrindavan. He asked him to go to Varanasi to study under the god of Mayavad. So he was studying all of that so that he could then finally properly establish this system of the Vaishnava thought. But he had to study that, you know, the broader aspect of the Vedic knowledge also, you know, in Varanasi. But not everybody has to study that, right? Not everybody, just a few would need to doing that. So some fields of, and ISKCON by nature itself is attracting so much intellectual talent, so much, that some people would have the inclination to study more, etc. like that. And then, so those people can take up some aspects, and that way they can establish more and more the authority of Prabhupada's books, or Gaudiya Vaishnava books, and or the Vedic knowledge much more strongly in the mainstream of education, then those things will really go forward in the longer term. Does that make sense? That's how it will go forward in the longer term. In the longer term, it cannot go forward unless you go wider in the thing and go into the mainstream also. You have to do those two things. If you don't do those two things, then you have your set of books of your guru. Somebody else has books of his guru also. So now somebody has to, you know, they defend it, right? Has to establish that strongly. Does it make sense? So that is why this thing is an absolute necessity, without which we will not be able to, just like now, if yoga and Ayurveda become so popular and so profound, that is helping us also. Because now that the faith in something is already established in the Vedic system. Okay, here you go. This is the epitome of the Vedic knowledge. There you go. Now you can read. If they have no faith in the Vedic system at all, it's a much harder task, is it not? Much harder task to be able to convince them. Make sense?
See, the Ayurveda part and the yoga, they are well preserved and they are all over the world.
Yes.
And it's very popular and easily accessible and it's...
But they're also struggling. Even Ayurveda is still looking for manuscripts that they cannot find, by the way. It's not that they have everything that they find. I've talked to Ayurvedic doctors themselves. And they said these kind of manuscripts are still not found. Even in yoga, they would be looking for more. There is more in so many different fields. There's so more. You think that's why we are thinking that it's a vast field of manuscriptology and all of that, where you know, to try to collect and preserve. As I said, more than 96%, you know, I've not even been digitized. That's all kinds of fields. That's not just, you know, Vaishnava fields, etc. All kinds of fields. But the same thing essentially applies to other fields also. So the work has to be done in, but yes, obviously it's much more preserved in those. But there.
So Prabhu, then you have placed this in different universities, that's what you said, and they are offering degrees.
Yeah.
So who would be, you know, attracted to this type of degree, you know?
Right.
Who will go for a BA, MA in this subject?
Huh? Who would
like,
go?
Yeah, who would go? Like the students here now, they are in school. Like, how do we inspire them that anyone would be?
That's why the field has
inspiring.
To be. The field has to be gradually developed. It is much more developed in the Western world than in India, because in India it was deliberately removed. So you only become engineer, doctor. These are things like that. This is what it is: engineer and doctor, and that's it. That's what you become. So that's what you can see in the room itself. But that field needs to be established gradually more and more. It is established much more in the West. But Dr. David Haberman, who came here, it is his mission in life to establish this more in India. So we would like to do that. Or if it is, as it's gradually developed, see, it's just that you don't have to, like Dr. David Haberman said, 80% of the people who are doing studies of religious studies are not from, their primary branch is not religious studies. Their primary branch is something else, engineering, medical, this, whatever. They will take one or two courses here. That's something which can be done. Isn't it? You can do all your courses in your other things, but you take something which is coming from the ancient wisdom. And that's what is being referred to character along with career. You know, which so many of our leaders talk about, Maharaj talks about it, character along with career. So this is what the ancient wisdom brings. Ancient wisdom brings vast and wide knowledge, but it also brings character along with career. So these kinds of things can be incorporated into everything. You see the urgent need for that, because it's otherwise the modern system has nothing of that. It has nothing. You know, first of all, those systems of knowledge are being missed altogether. You know, Ayurveda, these are nothing, they get just missed altogether. Spiritual knowledge is get missed altogether. Second, even the knowledge of developing character itself gets mixed, which should be there in every field of knowledge. So that's the urgent need for the ancient wisdom to be there, without which, what is this? It's a slaughterhouse. It's a spiritual slaughterhouse. So this needs to be brought in, and if we don't do that, and who is going to do that? And especially ISKCON, we stand for the knowledge. Our acharyas, that's why I was talking about, starting from Mahaprabhu, starting from Matsya Avatar. Now I've changed my narrative after today. Thank you for that verse. Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu. You have, starting from Matsya Avatar, it's there. We stand for knowledge. I mean, what do we stand on? Knowledge. But this knowledge has to become wider and has to go into the mainstream. These two things I'm adding. We all know we want to stand on knowledge. But it has to go to the mainstream, it has to become wider. If we do that, then it is going to sustain much longer in the time period and go much deeper in people's minds and hearts. Thank you. Any other questions?
Anyone has
or comments?
Any questions?
Anybody wants to? Any? Yes. Any other corrections?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your endeavor and nice explanation. So my question is that, as today, Vedic study is more focused on outside. Veda study, specially Veda, not Vaishnava scriptures. So outside, many like Acharya Prasanth and other scholars are there. They focus on Veda. And they try to establish something based on Veda, not Puranas. So ISKCON is doing something on research on Veda, because what you said that these things are will be go on in the higher intellectual level. I think that in Bharat they focus on Veda, and I heard one in social media that personally said that we have many Bavas, many Mathas, many scholars, but Veda ka jo translation hai, Christians, they translated their Quran, their Bible, more than 700 languages in the world. But Veda ka translation abhi English mein jo purane jo kuch hua hai, but abhi tak aisa kuch nahi hua. To iske upar kuch research chal raha hai. Do you think it is a need or not?
To translate Vedas? You mean? I didn't understand. Is there a
translate
need to translate
Veda in other language, or to establish our Vedic, our Vaishnava philosophy based on Vedic references like that?
So, I mean, in one sense, the entire work is that only, because Vedic knowledge is so broad. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The entire work is based on Vedic wisdom,
there are so many different aspects of you know, Vedic knowledge. Just like here, if you're saying, so like this Kanchipuram book, it looks like a temple town illustrated guidebook. It contains stories from the Vedas, the Puranas, about the Sthala Puranas of each and every temple in Kanchipuram. So this is all which was you could say hidden in Sanskrit or other thing. It has been translated, etc., so that it can be. So that's how different aspects of the Vedic knowledge, the vast Vedic knowledge, can get gradually translated and brought in.
Speaking about four Veda.
The
ISKCON, we are a spiritual organization and intellectuals are there.
Yeah, Vedas or Puranas or fifth Vedas, like that. So basically the broader Vedic knowledge, different aspects will be translated. So many, so various different aspects could be. We could do more of Puranas. Prabhupada also wanted. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his Padma Purana. We have in BRC Kolkata. We could work on that. He compiled a version of Padma Purana. Like that. Any other questions, comments?
Madan Gopal Prabhu, I think we need, just clapping will not be enough. We have to really.
Hare Krishna.
So thank you very much, Balram Leela Prabhu. This has been a very
thank you.
Unique Bhagavatam class and very appropriate verse. We'll always connect Matsya Avatar with your class. So it's a very thankless job, and you see his passion the way. It's, everyone can't do that, right?
But we are supposed to rise above passion.
He's living, breathing, eating, sleeping only about this. Preserving the, especially in our sampradaya, he was focusing. You know, like he said, there are 1600 Vaishnavas and we hardly know that list of names. So I just took up the phone just to appreciate your efforts.
Thank
you so much. There are some few things which you need to know. That book, see, this is again published by PRC. Now this is from Kanchipuram, the temple that, Vardharaj. So this gives you detailed things about the history of the temple, besides the philosophy and the architecture and all. So because we are from, this is a Sri Sampradaya thing. But the amazing thing, which if you know anyone, and they are coming out with Tirupati temple also. Mm-hmm. So if you know anyone who
support
are from that Sampradaya, this will be amazing thing to be kept in all Sri Sampradayas.
Yeah.
So there are many such, you heard. So I just take this opportunity, Balram Leela Prabhu, for your, I don't know his qualification. He's been in USA for so many years now. He has IIT. Is from IIT Powai?
IIT Powai.
IIT Powai. So look, IIT
Powai. There are some exceptions there. There are some exceptions in that. So,
did you ever think in your life you'll be doing this? So anyway, we all appreciate, and our way of appreciation for his ongoing thing, really a thankless thing, and I'm sure. He's really very disappointed. Huh? No, very few people show interest in what he wants to say. Well, his stall is always open in there near Govinda's. Many times he has to really beg people, please come to my stall. I want to see this. So I know you have been going
on. Meant to be beggars. We are meant to be beggars.
Steadiness, and that shows your commitment. So we can at least appreciate and pray that he continues, and he will be a. In the future, you will be known that you remind everyone of Matsya Avatar. So, so we, in our traditional style, we will appreciate and also wish him all the best in his future sincere endeavor, what he is. And also by helping him, because whenever you meet him, he has a lot to share and take our help. He's seeking help from us also. So we will just... That's the minimum what you can do. Usually we clap. So I told Mother, no, clapping is not enough. We need to do something more. So we'll appreciate this time. Not clapping, we'll say three times loudly. Haribo! 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 Thank you very much, Balram Leela Prabhu. Those who need to discuss more, he's there available.
Thank you so much.
He can slow down the speed when he talks to you.
Should have got down from
इसको मालूम नहीं है
ये बंगाली इंग्लिश में हां